If it hadn't been for pork back in the olden days there, they could not have survived. Mm-hmm. And yet yet I find people live longer or as long, if they could pull through childbirth and childhood and reach manhood, their chances of living were just about as good as ours to ripe old age.
That's right.
The communicable diseases amongst the children took a terrific toll.
You got to be 21.
In other words, if you lived to be a manhood there, you had a good chance there. Mm-hmm. Of course, they still had the pneumonia and malaria that they had to conquer. Of course, they eventually did conquer it there. In other words, take malaria and pneumonia away from the older people there, and they did live to a ripe old age, surely.
I think last night we talked about how you kill hogs, but I don't think we talked about the different things you use off the hog.
Well, now when we kill hogs, we generally kill hogs in November. November was a prime month back in those days because the weather, it did not get freezing cold, but it got cold enough. In other words, at night the temperature would drop down, say 28. 25. In other words, it would be a light freeze, but not a hard freeze. And in the daytime, it would, as long as the weather was good and dry, you know, we have some dry weather in November. And we'd kill most of our hogs then. And we'd kill them, dress them, and let them hang up there maybe a half a day and cut them up just before sundown when the meat is stiffened, you know, cool enough to it would cut up good. And then they would salt it. And they'd stay in salt for, 15 days, or 10 to 15
10
days.
10 to 15, I believe.
And they would take it out and wash it. And then they would put black pepper on it there, and then they would smoke it with hickory wood. Mm-hmm. Hickory was a prime wood. And then they would wrap it in paper bags. Were the skippers, in other words, it was flies, what it is. You tie them in bags to keep the skippers out of it there, and that way they'd hang. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'd grind the part of the middlings up into sausage, you know, put a little fat with the sausage there. Of course, the sausage came out of the other parts of the hog there that you trim off, the hams, the shoulders, the middling, the backbone, and pieces like it there. We'd all put that in the sausage there, and then the fat part went into the lard that they cooked off there.
Did you make anything of the head?
They took the head head and the feet there, and they went through a certain process there of cleaning it there. And then how they make that sow's meat, I do not know. My mother made it all the time, but now how she made it, I do not know. And it was awful greasy. It was extremely greasy.
It was boiled, and then all of the
bones
was taken out, and you put, I believe you put vinegar in it, no pepper, sage, I believe, salt. It's real spicy, mm-hmm. Red pepper.
It was kind of a jelly.
That's right, it was sort of
kind of a jelly-like.
Jelly-like, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And usually you'd put it in a big bowl or a big dish pan or something, and you would take either a flat board or a big dish of some kind and put over it, and then a weight on it to mash it down to press it. And let it stay. I don't remember how long they let it stay like that before they would start cutting it.
But I can remember my mother making these long sacks that we sacked our sausage in there.